They lashed the heavy braided cord about Fellini's wrists and knotted it tightly. Then they put the leg irons on the magician and locked the catches. They stood over their victim and seemed smugly satisfied with their efforts. Then the woman put the screen in front of Fellini's bound body. In less than a minute, the screen was thrown aside by Fellini, the escape artist supreme. Fellini had done it again. But it is not with past triumphs that we are concerned. This is the story of Fellini's greatest, most baffling escape. His last escape.
Biotex, the new soak and pre-wash powder, presents Beyond Midnight by Michael McCabe.
Just soak in Biotex. Just soak. Just soak in Biotex. Just soak. Just soak in Biotex.
If you have wondered how to get your washing really stain-free, understand this. Biotex removes the stains and dirt washing won't.
Just soak. Just soak in Biotex.
Stains, grass stains, tiresome collar and cuff stains, ingrained dirt, soil and grime. Out they all come, and you don't stir a finger.
Just soak in Biotex.
Biotex with natural enzymes is the pre-wash powder with the most enzymes to give you extra pre-wash power. Absolutely no rubbing, no color loss, no fabric wear. Use it for cottons, silks, woolens, synthetics. Use it to make new again. Soaking in Biotex removes the stains and dirt that washing won't.
Just soak. Just soak in Biotex.
Hi, Wanda.
Oh, hi, Tommy.
They liked him tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, that kind of crowd. They'll like you, too.
Oh, thanks.
No, I didn't mean it that way. You know what I think of you, Tommy? Your singing, I mean.
Is that all you mean?
I better go.
Hey, how did your act go, huh?
Well, there were some people who clapped. Mostly men. But there are men who clap anything if it's female and it isn't too covered over in clothes.
You're beautiful, Wanda.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm 43 as well.
Oh, well, Wanda.
See you, Tommy. Yeah. Yeah. How about that? Oh, it was good tonight. It was good. I could have gotten out of steel boxes tonight. That's how good I felt. Hey, did you see that little guy? Yeah, little fella thought he was going to fix me. You see how tight he worked the rope? I tell you, a little guy, he's dead to waste. It's a pleasure to fool him.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Will you look at that? You think anybody ever take me for 46? What do you say?
You're a Greek god. Only speaking of Greeks, we're invited out to dinner tonight. Roscoe's treat.
That filly spoils my appetite. Hear him talk, the escape business is dead. Should have seen the crowd tonight, that's all I say. He'd know whether the escape business is dead or not.
Well, he booked you in this job, didn't he? You ought to know whether it's dead or not.
Oh, boy. Did they like me tonight?
Listen, when we see Phil tonight, don't start up again about that water business, huh? Because I'm just sick of hearing about that.
Ah, you're getting old, Wanda. That's your trouble.
Oh, look who's talking. You're no chicken either, Joe. And don't you forget it.
I count 10 new wrinkles on you since last week, sugar. Take a good look at yourself. Go on, get a mirror. Go on, look. Come on, look in the mirror.
Stop it, Jill, for pity's sake.
Well, you call her an old man, huh? I'm younger than you, you understand? On account of I keep in shape. Don't call me no old man, you hear?
All right, all right. Yeah.
Go and get...
Not everybody thinks I'm old. Not everybody, Joe.
Shut up and get dressed. We're supposed to go to dinner. Let's go to dinner. Besides... Yeah, I want to talk to Roscoe about something. About the water trick.
The restaurant Roscoe had picked was just like Phil Roscoe himself. Past its prime, seedy, congenial, and well lit. Roscoe held Wanda's chair gallantly for her, but Fellini sat down heavily, grabbed a roll, and tore it in half.
Thanks, Roscoe.
You should have seen me tonight, Phil. I was the greatest. You tell him, Wanda, ain't that true, huh? Ain't it true?
Yeah, it's a good crowd.
Good? That's three curtain calls. Telling you, Phil, the escape business is coming back and with a bang. And I'm going to be right on top when it does, especially after I do that water routine.
Oh, no, not again. Look, we haven't even had a drink, and you're talking about water.
Waiter! Waiter, Grim.
Every night I get that water.
For Wanda, the meal was tiresome. From first course to last, Fellini and his manager did all the talking. And she'd heard it all before.
Times are different. A few years ago, a good press agent could ballyhoo an escape guy right onto the front page. Only Houdini's dead, Joe. Don't forget it.
Yeah, sure, Houdini's dead. Only I'm alive. Me, Joe Fellini.
Well, that's one thing about you, Joe. You never had any trouble about false modesty.
Listen, what could Houdini do I can't? I work with ropes, chains, irons. I can get out of bags, boxes, hampers, chests. I can do handcuff routines, that bolt to a plank stuff. I can do the straitjacket. I can do escape tricks Houdini never even thought of. Besides, he used all that phony stuff.
And I suppose you don't.
Sure, yeah, sometimes, I mean. I got my skeleton keys, my phony bolts, and that other junk. But you know me, Phil, I do my best tricks with muscle. Am I right?
Sure, sure. You're the greatest, Joe.
Yeah, I keep in shape. You ask Wanda here. 1 hour a day, I'm with the barbells. Still got a terrific chest expansion. Phil, I can do this water thing. It'll be great.
But it's been done, Joe. What I'm trying to tell you. People don't get excited about it no more.
Yeah, you drink too much, Phil. Your brain's soft. Sure, it's been done only how many years ago? There's a whole new generation now, right? The way you handle things, it could be a real big deal. What do you say?
Okay, Joe, if you really want it. How do you want to work the act?
I figure I'll do it up good. You know, first I'll let them handcuff me, then the rope around my body about 50 feet and the leg irons. Then they put me in a sack and tie it up good. Then they put the whole business in a big iron chest and dump me into Lake Truscan. How does that sound?
Like sudden death. How much is trick and how much is muscle?
The rope is muscle. I'll just give them the chest expansion routine. The whole thing will slip right off me. I'll have a skeleton key to the handcuffs and a double hem trouser cuff. Once I get them off, I'll take a razor and slit the bag open. The chest will have a phony bottom. I push it open and swim to the surface. The whole works sink, and I come up smelling like a rose.
How good a swimmer are you?
The best. Don't worry about that part. When I was a kid, I wanted to go over and swim the channel. That's how good I was.
We could drop you by motorboat and pick you up the same way. That'll lessen the risk.
Sure, it's a cinch. I knew you'd see it, Phil.
I see it, but I still don't like it. Hey, waiter, where's that bourbon? Come on, my tongue's hanging out.
From their apartment hotel room on the third floor, Wanda could look out of the window and see her husband stroking rapidly across the outdoor pool in the courtyard. He moved like a shark through the water. Once, 15 years ago, she would have been rapt with admiration. Now she knew better. The great Fellini needed only one admirer, And he saw him in the shaving mirror every day.
Sure you can swim, Joe. Sure. Escape. Day in and day out. I only think the night of the act. Once he thought about me, he'd never take his eyes off me. I'm still not bad looking. Look at me. Figure's still good. Curves where they ought to be. I go in and out real good. I look good, if you don't look too close. You passed your prime, Wanda. When you find something, that will never come back. From now on, it's downhill all the way. One-way ticket to Oldsville. He even escapes in his sleep sometimes. Wakes up in the middle of the night, throws off the covers, and takes a bow. Oh, gee. Sometimes I wish he'd get so roped and tied up where he can't escape. Not ever. Not. Not ever. So tied up he couldn't get out. Never.
And while the great Fellini streaked backwards and forwards in the courtyard pool, his wife, Wanda, sat upstairs and thought. And he wouldn't have liked what she was thinking. Wouldn't have liked it at all.
I feel like a new man. It's a lovely day today.
I thought you had flu.
I took a grandpa headache powder, and I'm worlds better.
When colds and flu are about, grandpa headache powders are what you need. Grandpa headache powders work fast because they dissolve almost immediately. Grandpa makes all those dreadful flu symptoms disappear quickly. So, whenever you're in pain, get fast relief. Get grandpa headache powders.
Grandpa. Oh, darling, can't you look as though you're enjoying yourself? The party's great.
Yes, it was until I ate.
Well, take a Digel. I always keep some in my bag.
But I already took an antacid.
Yes, darling, but Digel is much more than an antacid. Digel has double action. There's a layer of antacid plus a layer of simethicone. It's the simethicone that relieves that dreadful bloated feeling. Here, try a Digel.
Like they say, when you eat too well, demand Digel.
Come in. Tommy, what are you doing here?
I had to see you, Wanda, and I knew Joe was in the pool, so I thought it'd be a good time. It looks like you'll be out there the rest of the day.
Yeah, you're probably right. Tommy, would you like a drink? Would you?
No, I don't want to drink, Wanda. What is it, Wanda, honey?
Oh, you know. No, you don't know. I don't know what he's like.
I can guess.
Oh, you can't. You couldn't even begin. Every year he gets worse and worse. Every day. All he thinks about is his act. Sometimes I think I'll just go crazy. I mean it, Tommy. Last year when we were in Louisville, I went to a head shrinker. For 3 months I went. And then he got a job in Las Vegas, so that was the end of that.
If you ask me, he's the one who's crazy. Treat me the way he does.
Him and his chains and ropes.
Come on, honey. Easy. Easy, Wanda.
I wish he'd get so tied up. So tied up he could never escape. Never.
What do you mean?
You know that wire trick? Where he gets thrown in the lake. He's gonna do it in a couple of weeks. You know what I've been thinking ever since he decided on it? I've been thinking maybe it could all go wrong. He's good, I know that. He can escape from almost anything. But if one little bit of the act doesn't work right, he'll drown. Do you think I'm terrible? Having a thought like that?
I don't blame you for a minute.
Tommy, put these on for me.
Huh? You mean it? Handcuffs?
Please. Now try and get out.
I can't do it.
Well, of course you can. Nobody could, not even Fellini. Not unless he happened to have this on him somewhere. Key.
No, I... It doesn't work. I can't.
No.
Well, why? I mean...
It's the wrong key. This is the right key. You better go now, Tommy.
For the love of Mike, don't expect the moon out of this. It's not big news anymore, not since Houdini did it.
4 newspapers in Denver giving me and my water trick a spread. They put it in the wire. The sugar plums follow. Hollywood, the national magazines.
You've got to be joking.
The day of the great event dawned, and Wanda awoke, looking older and more haggard than ever before. They drove to the scene of the greatest escape of all in an open-top limousine. Wanda wore her best dress for the occasion, and she never looked worse. The crowds numbered in the hundreds. Roscoe's publicity hadn't been bad, not bad at all. There was a full-piece ragtime orchestra, too. Best of all, though, as far as the great Bellini was concerned, there were a dozen newspapermen and photographers.
Another one here, Mr. Bellini?
Okay, Mr. Bellini. Yeah, that's good.
With the Lady Bob, sir? Great, yeah.
Okay. Looks like the weather's going to be bad.
The police chief had been chosen to snap on the handcuffs. Seemed appropriate. Two businessmen were selected to wind the thick rope around Fellini's body.
Yeah. Yeah. You nodded. You nodded good, see?
The assistant fire chief was given the task of assisting Fellini into the cloth sack. And then Fellini was put into the iron trunk. Went out in the launch to the middle of the lake.
Okay, that'll do.
This okay, Mr. Roscoe?
Sure, that'll do. Yeah. Everybody looks kind of interested anyway, back on shore. Want to look through the glasses, Wanda?
No, no thanks, Roscoe.
Okay, let her go.
Ross.
Fellini the Great, consigned to the deep. They all waited. And waited.
There's quite a crowd now over there on the shore.
Yeah.
Minutes.
They waited some more.
He ain't coming up, Mr. Roscoe.
He's got to come up. He's got to.
3 minutes passed, and no sign of the great Fellini.
I got him under contract.
They recovered Fellini's handcuffed body late that night. By some strange cosmetic alchemy, Wanda's sorrow made her look younger. Roscoe had made the funeral arrangements, and they were almost as spectacular as the water escape itself. The turnout was large and well covered by the press. Strangely, though, the crowds had thinned somewhat by the time the procession reached the cemetery. Only a handful accompanied the coffin to the actual graveside.
It's the way he wanted it.
I know. I know.
The pilot of the launch, who had taken some time to recover from his shock out there on the water, had insisted on being a pallbearer. And it was he who really must be blamed for spoiling what ought to have been a nice funeral. The coffin was at the very edge of the grave.
Mr. Roscoe,
huh?
Well, I don't know. But Freddy here thinks something's wrong. Says the coffin feels strange.
How do you mean? Strange?
Well, light is what I mean. Feels too light.
Very? I hardly think
it. No. I mean it. It's...
Light.
Light. Too light. Too light, kind of light. Not heavy, hardly weighs anything at all. Fellini was a big, hefty guy.
And you don't reckon that...
No. Too light.
Yeah.
I hate to do this, but I think we'd better...
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Phil? What's going on?
Now, just keep back, Wanda, honey. I don't want you to see this.
But there was really no way for her to avoid it. The coffin was empty.
I want to hear it all.
Well, you got to understand how it's my business, Doctor. Everything is showmanship, everything. That's why Fellini made this deal with me maybe 10, 12 years ago.
And just what was this deal?
Nobody else knew about it, just him and me. It was crazy, I told him, but you can't know how stubborn a guy like that can be. He made me promise that if anything ever happened to him, I mean if he died, I would arrange for him one last trick. Something that would make him be remembered even longer than Houdini. That's what it was, Doc.
A trick?
A real easy one. I just slipped the undertaker $50, and he arranged to have Fellini buried someplace in secret. Then he put an empty coffin in the hearse, and that was that. You see what I mean, don't you? Honest to goodness showmanship.
I see. Yes. But I'm afraid it's had quite an effect on Mrs. Fellini.
Wanda? How do you mean?
Well, I gather she wasn't too well balanced before this happened, and now... All right, Mr. Roscoe, I can let you have one look at her, but I can't let you talk to her. I'm sorry.
Roscoe drew back, appalled at the sight of Wanda, her eyes round and unseeing, her arms straining uselessly to escape from the tight, unrelenting grip of the straitjacket.